I've been working here for about 10 years as a library clerk, but your father and I moved here 28 and a half years ago, and I've been a library patron for 28 years. I remember coming with your older sister, Cynthia, when she was just an infant, to just check out the library, because I've always liked libraries. Wherever I've lived, I've always, you know, checked out the library. And I realized what fantastic programs this library had for children. I was really, really liked the Children's and Parent Services, and I became a regular visitor for everything. Started with, that time it was toddler time, as she grew older, all the parent collection things. And then, of course, you know, when you came along, I signed you up for all that stuff. You know, you guys loved it. Just one program you should particularly remember, which kind of makes me laugh. Do you remember the talent show?
Yes, and the library continues to do the talent shows now, which I think is such a great thing for kids to be able to perform in front of each other and a non-threatening environment, too. You know, a lot of kids are intimidated by school talent shows, and the library is a place where they let everyone who wishes to participate, participate. And I remember dressing up in 1960s outfits and being a little hippie in sixth grade and dancing to... Oh, what was it? The Hitchin' a Ride song with my friends.
So it's interesting that you and your sister have chosen librarian fields.
I think that has to go with what a good role model you were for us growing up, and that your children would aspire to, you know, follow in the same footsteps of a career that, you know, we've seen you pursue, and that, you know, that made us want to go into those types of things.
Well, I'm surprised you said that, because I always regret it that I didn't continue, because that bachelor's degree in education really, you know, I wasn't too employable. I had to settle for an aide position. So I'm glad to see that you still think I was a role model, because I felt I didn't go that next step. So I am so glad that you and your sister are going for your master's now, because it's so much harder once you're married and have a family. So I'm really glad to see that you haven't stopped. It's hard. I know you were kind of lagging. You know, 8 years.
I was not lagging. I got it done.
No, I mean, you got it done. I don't mean that. But I know it was getting discouraging, because you even said to me, my God, I could have been a doctor. I've been at this for 8 years, you know.
Yeah,
going
8 years
school
of schooling is a very long time. But it was also the encouragement that you helped me push all the way through.
Because when you came home and talked about your courses, it was always the reading that you really enjoyed the most, and books. And I also knew, too, that libraries were changing. Remember, you even said that you thought it'd be too dull and boring for you, and you had like the stereotypical attitude that a lot of people had, you know, that libraries were just, you know, quiet places where you just sit and study and read. And when you came, you started coming more yourself to do schoolwork, you realize it's a kind of a dynamic, you know, atmosphere. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot of programs.
It was when I first started doing an internship here that I realized, like, oh, wow, like, it is different every day. It's definitely not a boring or dull place to work. There's always something going on. There's always something new. There's always a program, or someone asks you a different question that you hadn't heard of. There's always something new to learn, and it's a very dynamic environment. It's far from being boring, but through actually working here and getting some practice through the internship, it really kind of solidified for me that this is the right career for me, and I'm so glad that I chose to pursue that.
You know, some people have said, oh, with everything going on, you know, computers, we won't need libraries, there won't be books anymore. I definitely think libraries are here to stay. They may look different, you know, maybe more computers. It may, obviously, you know, with technology, you know, this is an old building as it is. I'm sure the building will change, or we might even need a different building. Hopefully there will always be books. I just love books. I'm not one of these people who likes to see my literature on a computer, but I think they're here to stay, and that's a great thing.